Over the last month, five children have been shot in the city of Syracuse, including a 14-year-old that was shot last weekend. It's part of a recent increase in youth violence in the city. And as WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, Syracuse's mayor says while the issue of gun violence isn't new to the city, the age of the victims and perpetrators of recent crimes has given everyone in the community additional cause for concern.
In a separate incident last week, a 12-year-old boy was shot and killed in the city. Police say he was not the intended target. A 22-year-old man was arrested 2 days later, and police credit the help of witnesses in leading to his arrest. In the past month, the city has experienced multiple stabbings and shootings involving children and teens, including an 8-year-old shot in September. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says each act of violence has its own unique circumstances, and he says he has been in contact with representatives at every level of government for additional help.
The will is there. If there was a simple solution, we would have solved it by now. There isn't. Law enforcement is part of the equation. It's not the entire equation.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this week that state troopers will be deployed for patrols in Syracuse, and a crime investigator will be added to the Syracuse Gang Violence Task Force. Cuomo says there will also be money for crime prevention, like evening sports, tutoring, and job training programs.
Young people need something to do to stay off the streets. We'll look to the community-based organizations in Syracuse to tell us what will work best here, but then we'll provide funding from the state level to make sure there is an alternative to the street corner.
Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says deploying state troopers is a great idea, and he wants to expand on that.
I'm actively seeking to get some extra funding for the sheriff, who's very anxious to help with increased patrols. He just needs the budgetary ability to do it.
Mayor Walsh has also had conversations with Congressman John Katko, a former federal prosecutor who says there needs to be a stronger federal presence again. Katko says while the gang task force, a collaboration between local and federal agencies, technically still exists, it's only going to be reinvigorated if there are major prosecutions coming out of it. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.